Do you know how much time painters actually take to make great portraits? To entail each specific detail strategically and carefully so that the message is big yet very small in one picture.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of It Pricked. It's a rose by yours truly, none other than Doris Wanyaga. In today's episode, we are out and about doing what? Riding a bicycle. So today, I have the privilege of hosting the only one, the only Snappy, the rapper. So I have Snappy with me today. We're going to be talking about passions and what drives us in this podcast episode. He's also an artist, he's a rapper, so I'll give him an opportunity to introduce himself before we delve into the topic. Welcome, Snappy.
It's your boy Snappy, Double KG's finest. I'm the baddest rapper out here. And I've had a privilege also to have a ride with Doris in these streets and on these roads, and I'm sure you're going to have a good time. Yeah.
So welcome, guys. I hope you're ready. Pick your bike, take a seat, put those headphones on or those earphones, because we're taking a ride and we want you to ride with us. So in today's episode, I'll give you to hold this.
Okay.
So we are going to be riding slowly as we have our conversation. We go down slowly. We're in no hurry. So we'll take a stroll. Is it called a stroll?
It's a bike ride.
As we talk about our passions and what drives us. So we start by what defines you. What defines you as a person?
Okay, why Snappy?
Yeah.
Okay, personally, what defines me as a person is the... is what I feel like I was intended to do in this world before I leave it. Mm-hmm. And so that's what drives my everything, my daily routines. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like I've got what I feel through the music. I can touch a soul mm-hmm. through the music. And also, despite just loving it, I feel like this music one day it's gonna give me some good money.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like we have everything in it, from money to making you feel good.
Yes.
To making the world feel better.
Yes.
And why Snappy? Like, you know, people have different names. I'm Doris Wanyaga.
Yeah.
I am driven by podcasting, by reading, writing, I don't know. But I don't have a specific brand name. And I'm certain when you said you were Snappy, you had something behind it.
Yeah. Okay, so about Snappy, it's not a big thing behind it. Okay, I've been having this name since I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I also used to feel like whatever I used to do, I used to do a lot of things. I used to draw, I used to write some articles about things. And I just felt like everything I used to do in those days, up to today, I used to feel like they're snappy and they're good.
Mm-hmm.
So Snappy just describes me. I feel like when you say Snappy, it describes everything. I don't need any other introduction.
Mm-hmm.
When I just tell you, hey, I'm Snappy. So you just have to conclude these are... This somebody who's focused. This somebody who's chasing his dreams. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Okay, I get, because a majority of the people ask me like, why? Because I am Doris Wanyaga, but I am Kadori Beauty Collection. So
yes.
Find guys asking me like, why Kadori? Why Kadori Beauty Collection?
Yeah. Where, by the way, why Kadori?
Why Kadori? Because when I was young,
yes.
I actually don't know like exactly.
So it traces back to
those
days.
in less than a year probably.
Mm.
So we would go to my grandfather's place. So I had another cousin. So my cousin, I still have that cousin.
Yes.
But now she was called Caro.
Yeah.
So she was asked by people, what is your name? She'd say Kiro.
Kiro.
And it stuck. Like up to
instead
today.
Of Caro. Yeah.
We call her Kiro. So for me, I'm not sure if I'm the one with the error, but I usually hear that my grandfather decided that he would not call me Doris. Like,
call you Kadori.
They call me Kadori.
Kadori. Oh.
You see now.
That's how the name.
Funny thing, if you want to know if a person knows me as a person,
yes.
let them tell you Kadori. Like
Kadori,
if you say it as Kadori, you don't know me. But if you say it another way,
with the accent. The same way with me. When somebody calls me Reni.
Uh-huh.
kwanza, if it's a random person, I ask myself, like, Reni, how do you know Reni? Do I expect, like, people out here to know Snappy, not Snappy. Reni? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it,
it's traces exotic. way back to those years. So Kadori stuck. So then I was here thinking, like, why am I complicating myself when I have a name I can use and it is entirely me? So that is, like, in terms of the name I get. You were saying that, like, what else do you do apart from music that keeps you happy and keeps you smiling?
Okay, apart from music, I enjoy making money, though I'm not making a lot of money. But anytime I'm making money, even if it's 100 shillings, I think I just enjoy making money. So apart from music, I also do... farming. I do farming, and I'm hoping one day I'll get deeply into farming. In fact, in my life, I just want to retire doing farming. You see, yeah. So, like, currently, I'm doing pig farming. So it is a, it is almost it's a 1 year old project. No, not 1 year. It's all 2 years. 2 years in almost 2 years, because we started it in, was it in 2021 in February. So in February this year it will be 2 years.
2 years, yes.
Yeah, so I've been in that business for 2 years. And I can't say I'm making too much money, but you know, it's speaking something. This thing needs persistent time. So and aside from that, I also do hustles. I do some printings in the house and stuff. I provide all cyber services in the house, yeah.
Wow.
So that's how I survive. Those are the things I do.
How old are you?
Hey man, I'm old, man. Kwanza unajua stay old. Unajua kwa Kiswahili. Bana mimi nilijuanga nikifika hii age niko. Bana ndako na kamoti, niko na kaplot. Na niko na hao bana, lakini sasa life ilinipiga surprise. So right now I'm 25.
You're 25?
Yes, and I feel like I'm running out of time. I feel like I shouldn't be the place I am right now. So, in fact, those are the things that pushes me. I feel like, bado.
So mimi I'm 22 years old.
Oh, wallahi.
I'll be turning 23 this year.
What I can say, nime interact na for the last, it is almost 2 months, ama 1 month.
Probably 3, November, December, January now.
Yeah, but I can say I've interacted even with other ladies, but
okay, so I'm 22 turning 23. And I think, like you're saying, like, don't worry, you're not running out of time. We'll probably wonder, you know, the year is just young, so it's for January. We'll probably wonder by May. You have achieved so much more.
Yeah.
So much more that you thought you could have achieved in 5 years. You get it in even 5 months. Like, it's not a matter of time. As long as you're doing what you're supposed to do on a daily basis.
Goja, so mini kulize. So you never have that pressure I should be having this, I should be having such amount of money, I should have a business, a running business.
But what happens is, as a person, I set targets. So I tell myself, I don't have to buy something big, but each and every month I have to see something tangible towards my goals.
That's nice.
Like, it doesn't have to cost a lot. At a company, 100 shilling, that is something tangible towards where I see myself being. For example, I recently moved into my own house. So it means that I'm providing for myself. It means that I am the one, we can probably write that in key. I am the one who is
doing
buying
everything, paying bills, being responsible and stuff.
So it means that I tend to tell myself that a month will not pass if I've not added something to my house.
Easy pressure, but I think nafaa pia nianze ku apply your technique too. Me personally, me na feeling niko under a lot of pressure, message. You look around the people I've grown with, some are driving, checking. One of my friends stays there, Sayendri is my childhood friend, you see. Now you feel like, niliachwa nyuma bana.
Nini inaendelea? I get it happens.
You get that pressure, yeah. And I'm sure I'm not alone. I'm sure many people there, they feel the same, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's no doubt. A lot of people feel so. But what we fail to realize as people is that our journeys are not the same. And as long as you're doing what makes you happy.
Yeah.
Like, you're not trying to copy someone's journey. Yeah. You're doing what makes you happy. You'll get there. But then, to silale...
Yeah,
to see, let us not, we should not like forget ourselves then to jambia. Ah, my time will come.
Oh, alafu una
unatulia tu, unasema my time will come, so we una pressure.
And another thing I notice about you, Dori, you are very outgoing. So nina kupush pia to that point.
Being outgoing.
Shida home, ni nini, unajua kila msana kwangana. Mtu anakwambia, home kuna shida bro, inafa nisikume bana, inafa tu nipui. So we nini kudrive, no nangu mejituma sana.
No, imagine see here. Yeah. In fact, I have the most supportive parents. Yeah. I usually tell guys, sahi. Yeah. Mi hakuna mtu anaweza nipea pressure ya ati unaweza nipea kitu yote because hata ni lack saa hii nipige tu babangu instantly atani sort but I envy my own like
you,
I envy things made by me for me.
Oh yeah,
I want to be able that I know my father can afford 5,000 shillings.
I can still provide it.
So myself. I want to take him to Zanzibar.
Oh yeah.
So to do so, it means I'll have to earn 5,000 times 50.
Oh yes.
And they are quite comfortable. Yeah. So that keeps me going. Like every other day I wake up, I'm like,
Eh, ukona dream, ukona kitu, kuna kitu una chase. Oh, na get. Yeah. So ndo inafanya unakuwa hivyo outgoing.
Yeah.
But it's good. Yeah. You at the same time pia utafika mahali pia unataka sijuko na debt, lakini utafika mahali maybe si fiti pia msee. Unajua sisi wanaume tunapendanga pia madema outgoing.
Mm.
Yeah, so ita kuongezea nini kwa portfolio kwa CV.
Bana
CV. Itaongeza skills kwa CV.
Ukiniambia hivyo, as a lady ukiniambia hivyo, nasikia vibaya.
Mbona?
Like, should a lady be loved by what they bring to the table, ama what they bring to the table?
No, haujanigia tapo vizuri. No, that's not what I mean. Kenya namaanisha ni, wanaume wanatakanga. Like, we men, we love, like... just any outgoing, nikitokea huku, unatokea huku. Oh. What happened that nasaka?
Tunapatana hapa jioni.
Yeah, hivyo. Yeah. Okay, sita provide, utalipa bills ni nini, but kuna hizi tukosisi wengine pia. And in short, what I'm saying is that hata ukisettle, if I'm really settle, at least hauta kuna mtu wezi kufinya atiju.
Hiyo ni dream pia. Hiyo ndio dream sasa. Yeah. So, umesema unafanya farming. Mm. I'm also interested in venturing into farming. Like, hata tukiza pata chance ningefraya sana. Tukiza ona farm yako if it is possible. Mm. But I'm interested. Like, ulifikiri aje, mbona nguruwe? Mbona, like, ulifikiri aje?
Oh, actually.
Na nini likupushu uko?
Okay, I had a background. I had a cousin who was doing. In fact, I ilibidi to imagine huko kuzo wangu nimwambie nataka tu nataka nianzishe project na juu you have been in this farming for some time, unaweza ni advice what can I do? And so I'd requested some money somewhere and I also had some deals. So nilikuwa nangojea do you come. So I spoke with him, kamuliza what business can I venture? Akaniambia somo na niko na nguruwe, ile nguruwe yangu niliuza mbao, nikauza hii, nikauza chua, nikauza. So, from that, you can motivate nikona, hapa ndasa kuna do. So, when I received my check from the deal that nikuwa nimepiga na some other support, nikamua kuweka hapo ndani.
Ukaingia nguruwe papo.
Nikaingia nguruwe. And I hope one day itakuwa ndaingia into the large scale farming. Right now, it's a small scale. I have 6 pigs. 6 swines, 1 male, and right now I have like 20 piglets, juice nazana back to back. So unona hiyo simba, and you see like a piglet goes for 2,000. That is one month piglet, 2,000. You see, and right now I have like 20. Now so unona nikiuza hizo nda sitakuwa mbaya sana.
Utakuwa mbaya sana. So it is
motivating. At the same time pia inanipatia ile responsibility, like they need to feed, unacheck, like imenifanya nime feel msema chua ni responsible juu hata sasa hii nafikiria inazitakulaje jioni
nacheki. Hata sasa ukiwa hapa unawaza tu zitakulaje.
Nafikiria inafanya nichangamke nitumie hiyo boys door aende mafood mahali. Yeah.
So kuna msee mwenye
It's my cousin tunapatana na yeye. So it's like a part it's like a, not it's like it's a partnership project right now. Yeah.
Aya, bado kuna kitu sijashika bado. Like wewe at 2021 ulikuwa miaka sasa hii?
2021. Kama sasa hii niko 25 23 21
liko 23
yeah.
We are 23 year old.
Yeah.
Yani businesses zote like nini lifanya? Wachana na pesa. Yeah. Unajua unaweza kuwa uko na pesa uamue wewe ni kijana wacha uipeleke mahali kwingine.
Yeah.
Mbona ukaona tu
nini farming? Eh. Oh farming in fact sasa nilifeel pia ni stuff naweza explore. In fact hiyo tena ni kitu nini push. Nilitaka ku explore like utapata si vijana wengi wako into farming sana like this age your age your time nilikuwa 2 years back nilikuwa 23
yes
yeah so niliona pia wasee wako into these alafu those things are cute ile tu hajanyimu unaziona kazi zimeparara zimecheza kwa matope but zikifanywa cleaning alafu zinyeshwe kioo si zikwe nini unaweza chukua hata uweke carpet
guys pigs are cute
pigs are cute alafu najua another thing people don't know pigs are among the cleanest animals in the world.
Ah, real soon. How? Yeah,
after this conversation hebu enda to Google.
No, leave alone Google.
Okay, this how pigs they self clean. Una check. They are very clean hata kushinda. Anyway, it's called the same league. Pigs, mice, cats, they are among the cleanest animals. But for the pigs na self clean most of the time. So zina shed the sweat ani anyway, nda do research nda kuelezea vizuri. Na joto zika among the cleanest animals in the world.
In the world. Wow, that's nice. Because I also desire to go into the farming sector. Yeah. Like, it's only that I've not got a farm. I've not a farm.
Yeah.
But I think vegetables are things that can do actually very well.
Yeah, sure.
They're something, they're one of the things that are basic necessities to human survival. Yeah, ulikula sukuma. Jana majuzi.
Hata leo hadi lunch nimekula sukuma na kanyama.
Yeah, yeah. You see? Like vegetables you'll never lack in a basic, no matter how rich or how low or how average you are, you'll have to take vegetables.
So you do a deal in the mid of this year even, we just have kashamba tu mali.
Yeah,
kuhaya ni cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's very cheap depending on the size. You can hire a farm at as low as 3,000.
Okay. Now, I also want to understand, like, it means when you get certain aspirations, when you get some certain dreams, your circle has to align with it.
Yeah, sure.
Otherwise, kama circle yako hai align, either wata ship out because ham fit anymore, ama wao wata ship out wa feel wewe uko a very different person. How's your circle now and then? Like how can you compare the two then before you as a farmer now?
Actually what I can say is that personally me feel like I motivate them to like from my circle kuna two friends of mine wa manza pia na they bought the piglets from me so imekuwa sana and they're supportive. Most of the market me upata ni through my circle wanaulizana huko nje then ndio napata msaa kuzibai. So wananipigia support iko tu sawa.
Niko sawa hiyo circle. Yeah. Now let's go to the music aspect. Like what do you enjoy doing on a daily basis?
On a daily basis. Hey bana, I enjoy writing rhymes. Writing music.
Give us one rhyme.
One rhyme. So naweza sema Abiholi this tattoo tangu enzi za ganji bezu hapa zin Kenya sayoli sekondani humble ninge with the future of a big baller jina kubwa na displays hope for the big dollar after decade in the game unadhani ni mchezo ain't nobody patient like me despite mateso ya muziki jole tangi riziki things like those.
How long have you done music?
Okay, the first time music. Okay, I've done music my entire life. But my first time ku step kwa studio ilikuwa 2016. That was I finished high school 2015. Then 2016 I did my first audio and my, I recorded my first video. So that's like 7 years. Is it 5 or 7?
Yeah,
up
2016.
To now. 2016, 2022, 6. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 6 years. Now I've been doing music for 6 years. Mm-hmm. But you know what I like about music is that music ni bambo na cheki na ndikanga mangoma. Eno yoni kitu mimi na ninaentertain na imati kaita ina. Inafamali na nini inaitatena seo kwenye pia wasewe, wasewe nyana pena ngoma zangu. So like when I do music, mi uji entertain mwenyewe, adi na shana, sina usema, ish, mindo ni me come up na hii. So it's something like that I like. Alafu, pia music ni place enye, niko na vitu zenye, sezianza kuambia vitu... Vitu nonanga, sizianza kujiexpress ati nakwambia hey Doris, unajua kuko hivi na hivi. But sasa nikishika, I write my music na phone. Nikishika phone na nisikie beat. Da express hizo vitu zote, kaa ilikuwa stuff inafanya ni feel low, anxiety, napatanga, nisimeisha. So, music ni kaa therapy kwangu pia.
So, writing music. Nikiweza kuuliza like how you cope personally as a person, mimi kama Doris. I when I feel overburdened by life, I either talk, I have constant people that I can talk to.
Yeah.
I either talk or I call or I write it down. Like that is how I define me breathing out as a person.
Yes.
So if I ask you how you breathe out as a person, like when times seem like they're getting too tough, like how do you do it for you?
First of all, this is a bit personal. I'm a prayerful person, so sometimes when I feel like things are not going the way I was expecting them to go, the way I had planned them to go, the first person I rush to is my God. I believe in prayers. Like I've grown up seeing my mother pray, seeing things happen. So naaminianga prayers sana. Hiyo ndio my first thing. Another thing, I've got also within my circle niko na say na trust na Zambia my issues. Another thing pia niko na kamdemu na nikamrembo na pia kakomachua kana nipatianga nikifeel niko low kana ni kana janga cha kuniambia. Another person pia mkoro wako wangu pia. Dosa unajua tuko mbali kiasi, kupatana inakongarea, but anytime tuna meet na mwambia vile kuko, ananipatianga hope sana. So hivyo ndo mimi cope na hii life in general.
Okay, yeah. That's nice. Yeah. Like I'm impressed by you. Not many guys will start the statements with that I turn to prayer first. Not many guys. Like you're one of the very few.
Ni real.
And that is awesome. So now, drive. Mbona uamke kila siku? Mbona uingie studio uendelee kutoa ngoma? Na unatwanga ngoma genre gani?
Mimi generally I do Afro pop and rap. Generally, it's just rap. Afro pop and rap. It's a vision of Afro pop and rap.
Okay. Now I want you to write a letter to you're now 25. Yes. To your 28-year-old Renson. So by now, you're speaking to your 28-year-old Renson, telling him of the things you hope to have achieved by then. Like it's you're just writing something to him.
My 28. Okay, so I can say this. I'm coming, and what I'm sure of is the energy that I'm putting and the work I'm putting. That at 28, I'm coming and it shall be good. We shall have money, we shall have a good life, because what I'm doing right now, I'm sure in the next few years or 1 year, it will pay off. So that's what I can just say.
Okay, I write a letter to your 21-year-old Renson.
I can tell my 21-year Renson that our expectations were very high, but so far you have achieved a lot, despite the fact that you are not where we hope we will be, but you're still pushing. And in fact, at 21, I had many challenges and it made me strong. And I'm proud of that age. It changed my life and my perspective of the way I used to view life. Yeah, just that way, 21 years.
Okay, thank you so much, Renson. You've heard it from him, Snappy the Rapper. Share with us your handles.
So, I'm first of all, I'm humbled to have this conversation with you, and thank you so much for choosing this day and sparing this time so that you can have this discussion. So guys, you can check me out on YouTube, Snappy the Rapper, or just Snappy Official. You can check out my music, and also my music, you can find all my, I have a new EP out there called Pandashuka. You can check it in all, no what,
social media platforms.
Mm-hmm. Then follow me on Instagram, Snappy the Rapper. Check me also on what. I'm just everywhere, man. Just search me everywhere. Or just Google search me, you'll find me, and you'll see what I do.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Snappy. Thank you so much. We're so happy that you also slotted this time to be with us. And we are excited to work with you in this music journey. We'll definitely listen to your music. And guys, thank you so much for keeping up with us until this time. My name is Doris Wanyaga of It Pricked, It's a Rose. Until next time, bye-bye. Thank you.
Do you know how much time painters actually take to make great portraits? To entail each specific detail strategically and carefully so that the message is big yet very small in one picture.
We're shooting this video. We've been riding a bike at Grounds Fiti Sana. Anyway, thank you so much, Vincent.